Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The bitter succession rivalry in ZANU-PF that were threatening to unravel following the busing in of thousands of ZANU-PF loyalists to Harare today became an anticlimax.
Faced with drought, Mashingo villagers say they are now being forced to fork out money for President Robert Mugabe's 80,000 birthday bash.
It came to us as a surprise. We are not happy, actually, because if you look at the economic condition which is prevailing right now, you can actually see that things are very difficult. We don't even have money to pay for school fees for our children. We don't have money to buy even food for ourselves.
The bitter succession rivals in ZANU-PF were threatening to unravel following the busing in of thousands of ZANU-PF loyalists ahead of a tense political meeting in Harare today. However, the tensions between the rival factions fizzled out when President Robert Mugabe called the perceived rival camps to order.
Speaking at a mini rally organized by the Women's League before ZANU-PF's crucial Politburo meeting that was still in session at the time of going on air, Hurungwe East Member of Parliament Sarah Mahoka said it was high time that Mnangagwa, also known by his supporters as Ngwena, declares if he has presidential ambitions. President Mugabe did not directly respond to Mahoka's assertions, but acknowledged that the factional wars within the party had been discussed at Tuesday's cabinet, adding today's Politburo meeting would discuss the issue that has threatened to tear the party apart.
These are members of the Politburo that we are talking about who are doing this and making ordinary members unsettled. We must sit down and talk about this, iron out any differences that we have if need be.
Mahoka also denigrated those wearing T-shirts with the crocodile symbol and said this was furthering divisions in the party. Mahoka also attacked the Herald newspaper, which she accused of fanning factionalism. She also accused the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Information, George Charamba, of misusing his position to push his own agenda. Mahoka pleaded with Mr. Mugabe to discipline both Charamba and the Herald newspaper that is increasingly being accused by one rival faction of being used by the one said to be sympathetic to Vice President Mnangagwa. ZANU-PF Women's League, who is also the First Lady Grace Mugabe, also discouraged the factionalism in the party. Grace Mugabe also revealed that she is living in fear after the alleged attempted bombing of their family's Alpha Omega Dairy by members of a fringe political party called Zimbabwe People's Front, whose leader was yesterday jailed for 9 years for the attempted bombing of the first family's property. While Mr. Mnangagwa was not given any time to respond to the Women's League allegations, some of the ZANU-PF supporters who attended the rally said there was no problem in having presidential ambitions. Another ZANU-PF supporter, Timothy Moyo, however, told Studio 7 that the VP should indeed come out, especially for his constituency, and declare his aspirations. War Veterans leader Chris Mutswangwa had said that they were going to disrupt the mini rally and stop Education Minister Jonathan Moyo from attending the Politburo meeting, but this did not happen. Factionalism has rocked the ruling party, resulting in social media wars among some members who are said to be positioning themselves in the event that Mugabe leaves office.
Scores of hunger-stricken villagers and rural teachers in Mashingo province have expressed the concern over ZANU-PF officials in the province who are forcing them to contribute money towards the hosting of President Robert Mugabe's $80,000 birthday party to be held there at the end of the month when Mr. Mugabe turns 92. Our correspondent Gantry Maramba reports from Mashingo.
The villagers said the party leaders have instructed villagers and headmasters to collect between $1 and $7 so that they meet the 800,000 target for the lavish birthday party to be held at the Great Zimbabwe Monuments. The villagers said forcing them to contribute money for the one-day event was not logical, as their families were staring massive starvation in the face due to severe food shortages caused by the El Nino-linked drought. Tedious Makore of Chimombe in Gutu said he is very close with the ruling party, as his family was struggling to afford two decent meals per day.
It came to us as a surprise. We are not happy, actually, because if you look at the economic condition which is prevailing right now, you can actually see that things are very difficult. We don't even have money to pay for school fees for our children. We don't have money to buy even food for ourselves. Now we are forced to buy to contribute to the birthday of the president, the man who is also moneyed. He's full of money. We know that he should sponsor himself. Or if they don't have the money to do the bash, then it's better for them to stop it rather than to force us, the villagers who don't have anything, to do the contributions for them.
Another villager said he was surprised that the party could force them to fund the bash that they are never invited to. At a time, their cattle were succumbing to the severe drought.
I feel very disturbed with this matter of paying $2 for the celebration of our president's birthday, because I myself, I have not just celebrated my birthday since the day of birth, but now I'm being forced to pay $2 for a birthday of someone, of which my cattle, they don't have anything to eat, so I must provide them with something to eat, which means I'm not struggling to cater for myself and cattle because I'm being forced to pay $2.
Teachers said the ZANU-PF officials made their district education officers, who in turn instructed their headmasters to collect the money from them. They, however, expressed dismay, saying their salaries were too low and were hard to come by. They added that they have not yet received their last year bonuses, but ZANU-PF is still insincere with them by forcing them to pay. A Zaka teacher who declined to be named for fear of victimization said they were forced to pay $5 despite the fact that they were living from hand to mouth.
Recently, there are some ZANU-PF officials who came and they had a meeting with our headmaster. And after the meeting, we were surprised when the headmaster called us to the assembly point, whereby he ordered all teachers to contribute $5 towards President Robert Mugabe's birthday party. But to us, some of us, it's very undemocratic and very unconstitutional. You find that we are getting our salaries late. We haven't been paid our bonuses. And then from that little that we are earning in salaries, now government is now forcing us to contribute. Unless if they said, if you can just pay the money wholeheartedly without being forced or being intimidated. Because we don't know, if you don't contribute, they said they are going to note our names down and specified action will be taken against those who have defied the order.
Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe PTUZ President Takawa Firajo confirmed the development and said it was illegal to force teachers to pay for the president's bash.
We have received the information to the effect that teachers are being forced in Gutu, Zaka, Bikita, Chiredzi, Mwanezi, Chivi, and some parts of Mazungu district to pay extortion amounts ranging from $1 to $7. Zaka is paying $5. We condemn outrightly such barbarous, nefarious, and backward extortions by a party that claimed to have liberated the Zimbabweans, but that is now oppressing Zimbabweans and treating teachers as if they are of no account. We have communicated to teachers at provincial level and district level that they must not be forced to pay the amounts for the president's birthday. We are also writing to the minister, as we have written in the past, that he must ensure that sanity prevails in schools and that teachers are treated as professionals. But we are aware that such officials, be it a district school or even the minister, are also afraid of their positions, because any attempt to stop the forced payments may be also be misconstrued as an attempt against the birthday of the president. But we want teachers to be treated professionally, and those who are willing must pay out of their own volition, and they must not be forced to pay, because any attempt to force them is nothing but ludicrous hallucination, palpably unjust, and a monument of Zimbabwean injustice.
ZANU-PF Masvingo Party Chairman Ezra Chadzamira, when reached by Studio 7, refuted the allegations. Chadzamira said his party does not rely on funds donated by the poor, referring to the villagers and teachers. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Gandhi Maramba.